Sheboygan's Country B93 on Wednesdays. We touch base with the United Way. Caitlin joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Good. I hear we are having a little bit of a warm spell today.
I know. The
so
next 2 days.
I will take it.
So we have a listener that's been calling me more recently. He is from Sheboygan, but then moved to Florida for retirement. So he'll call me almost every morning now at 6 o'clock, and he'll just say, hey, you know what's going on? And he'll always give me the temperature in Florida.
So he's like,
I think they're going towards 90. So last or 2 weeks ago, when we were still in the 40s, I said, could you get a big fan or something below this, our direction?
Because
it's still like fall here.
Oh, yeah.
But the next few days sound like they're going to be good. So maybe he did that.
Well, that would be nice.
It would be very nice.
Nice.
I would really appreciate it.
If he could
it.
Do that next weekend for my wedding,
oh, yeah,
that would
right.
be great.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So the next
so it's next Saturday?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So the next time you'll see me in 2 weeks,
yes.
I will be Mrs. Piper.
Mrs. Piper. I'm going to write that down. You know I'm bad with names.
Right.
This will take me a long time
Caitlin,
to get used to that.
Still Caitlin. Don't
all right.
worry about
the first
name's
not changing.
Exactly.
Right? Okay, good. Who do we have here this morning?
We have Melissa from the Sharon S. Richardson Hospice. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Welcome. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great.
What's going on at Sharon S. Richardson these days?
Amazing things.
Yeah, well, I believe it.
Amazing things.
Yeah.
We care for quite a few people in our community. We've even expanded and have a satellite location in Manitowoc as well.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know
that's
that.
How fast
when did that start?
Growing. Just about 2 months ago.
Okay.
And we are just expanding so much in that area. We just felt we needed a satellite location to service the community.
So what kind of events? Do you have events coming up that you want to promote or volunteers you're looking for?
More volunteers
okay.
at this point. We're always looking for patient care volunteers, that one-on-one with each patient. If family can't be there, maybe just to be their companion, to read them a book, take a walk.
Yeah.
That type of thing. We also have our NODA program, which is a No One Dies Alone.
Okay.
So that's usually the last 24 to 48 hours. We have a crew that will come in and sit bedside.
Wow.
And those are just amazing people. If family can't be there.
Yeah, right.
Just to hold their hand.
That takes a special kind of person.
It really does.
Yeah,
really
right.
Does.
To be that kind of a volunteer, to be there at that huge stage of life, obviously.
It is. We have really, really an amazing crew of volunteers. We have over 200 volunteers.
I was going to ask how many. There's
got
to be so many, yeah.
We just did our volunteer appreciation banquet, and we had over 150 people that attended. And it grows every year. You know, like you said, we touch a family and they turn around and give back.
Yeah.
And in some ways it is giving back through volunteering. Sometimes it's through donations, helping at our resale store.
Sure.
So it's amazing what our community gives back to us in return.
So there are a variety of ways that people can help out.
Correct. Correct. They can help at our center.
Yeah.
Through patient care, as I mentioned, our NODA program. We do have help in our bereavement department as well.
Okay.
They can help in Master Gardeners, help keep our grounds looking
interesting.
Pretty.
Yeah.
We do have a wonderful group of people that love to do that a couple times a year, you know, work in the gardens. We have some volunteers that also help us with our floral.
Okay.
We do get donations of flowers on a weekly basis. Oh. And so we have volunteers that come in and rearrange those and put those in vases around our center and in our patient's room. We also are looking for volunteers at our resale store.
Yeah, we've done some remotes out there. It
you
is
have.
Quite a scene.
You have.
There's a
it's
lot of stuff
fun.
Out there. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. And starting June 1st, we will be open on Wednesdays till 7 in the evening. So
okay.
we are looking for those, like, maybe after-school students that are looking for a couple volunteer hours.
Sure.
Or someone who likes to volunteer in the later afternoon. So, and weekends as well. We're open Saturdays 9 to 4. So
it never ceases to amaze me when we're out there. And I forget what the context is. There's always, it's an anniversary, I think, of maybe the opening that we're out there for.
Correct.
But it's a Saturday, and the stream of people that are going in and out of there, it's nonstop.
It is.
Which is great.
It's amazing. And the donations that come in as well.
Sure.
We are so blessed to have so many people in our community give back.
So if people want to volunteer, what's the process there?
So you can notify our volunteer coordinator department at Sharon S. Richardson. You can walk into the resale store. There's applications there as well.
Okay.
And that's a start. Because then we do a background check, we'll meet with you, and get the whole process started. But we'd love to have you in any capacity that you'd like to volunteer.
More details, website, Facebook?
Correct. You can go on our website at Sharon S. Richardson.
I forget ours all the time.
.org, I believe it is. Yeah.
We get so used to in our world where it'll just finish the typing for you
it
when
does.
You're going somewhere. So it's hard to remember the specifics sometimes.
Correct.
I get that.
It's SSRHospiceHome.org.
Okay. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.